Hello.
Hello, is Joe Hubbard there?
No, he's not. Who's calling?
Oh, well, good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your answers will be confidential. You can fill him with your opinions.
Okay, well, I will tell him. You guys can call him back.
Oh, well, we can do anybody in the line. I don't know if you're interested. This is about the 2024 elections and some general questions about the state of the country.
Okay. How long does it take?
Between 5 to 8 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Sure.
I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino?
Black.
Thank you. Well, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes, I will be voting.
Is that a probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you.
If I breathe, then I will.
Thank you. What is your age?
63.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm motivated to vote.
And in a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means not motivated at all, and 10 means extremely motivated?
I'm motivated, not extremely motivated, because of so many things that's going on as far as the election is concerned. And so many different other things, but I'm motivated.
So any number between 0 and 10?
8.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you have been would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Closer. Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democratic.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democratic.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No, I'm not satisfied.
So that would be dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed? The Federal Reserve raising interest taxes? Republicans in Congress? The COVID pandemic? Or the Biden administration and their policies?
Now, that's a good question, because I really feel like they are all involved. I really do.
Okay.
I think things could be done a lot better as a Democratic with the Biden party, the whole nine yards. I think things are directed just for certain people in our parties.
Out of the list, who or what do you blame the most? The one that you say best one.
The Republicans.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The okay. first one is making college more affordable.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
10.
Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
10.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears a bit. Generally speaking, I believe that you were talking a little bit about that, but do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm not 100% satisfied.
So would that be somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
I just, that's how you look at it. I guess it depends on how you look at it. Because it's the same difference. I'm not 100%. I said 50%.
And between strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott.
Tim? Scott?
Tim, yeah.
A 3.
Marianne Williamson. Marianne?
I don't know. I'm not. Which person is Miriam?
So it is a no opinion or never heard of?
No opinion. I don't have an opinion. No opinion.
Okay.
If I haven't heard of them, I'll just say no opinion.
Okay. Thank you. MAGA Republicans.
Who is that?
MAGA Republicans.
A 1.
Black PAC or PAC?
No opinion. I have heard of them, but no opinion at this time.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
We're going to say a 55.
And the last one from the list is Donald Trump.
Did you say 0 to 100 or 1 to 100?
0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump? If you're undecided, please just let me know.
Donald Trump. I mean, excuse me. Nope. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
That man is... name is embedded in my head, and it's not for a good reason, but Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I'm worried.
Is that a somewhat or very worried?
Somewhat worried.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a bit. Now I'd like to read you two statements about an important issue. Excuse me. About an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. Statement A, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our communities safer. Or statement B, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after-school programs, and mental health in order to get at root causes of crime. Okay, thank you. And that would be somewhat more B or much more B?
Much more B.
Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden is and his administration are doing?
Have I heard what they're doing?
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Not in the last month. I've been quite busy this last month.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really heard too much about him. I just, you know,
so
I'm really disappointed and disgusted in all of them.
So that would be only a little or yes, some?
Yes, some.
Okay, thank you. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I'm still favorable for him.
And that would be
somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important that is to you. The first one is he made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. How important an accomplishment is that to you? Is it very important?
That's important. That's very important. But there are there are other things that are more important. I'm listening.
The next one is established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery.
That's good too.
And
but
how?
That's important. I mean, to me, it's important. But then it can be more. It can be more done. I'm not talking about just that. It's okay to give a holiday or whatever. It's time to do something to make people want the holidays,
mm-hmm.
be a part of holidays.
And would you say that to establishing Juneteenth as a federal holiday, or would you say that is very important, somewhat important?
That's somewhat important.
Thank you.
That is somewhat important.
The next
but
one
if you can't enjoy it because of your color of your skin, then that's another problem, right?
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you for your opinion.
Okay.
And the next one is cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history.
You know, maybe. That's good if that's the way that it really, really was. That's good.
So how important an accomplishment is that to you? Is it
it's very important. Always very important for a black person to be able to go get a job because it's not an everyday thing for people of color. You understand? It's not an everyday thing for black people. They can get, other people can get them more than We can.
Thank
you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And now, and the last one for this section is provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. How important is that an accomplishment to you?
Is that was very good. That was very good. Very important.
Thank you. And before
didn't matter what color your skin was with that.
Thank you. And now before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there, I promise you. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments in the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm in the middle. Like I said, 55%. I just figured that some things, as a black woman, mm-hmm. I think that could have been done a little better.
Okay. So in terms of somewhat approve and strongly approve?
I approve strongly. I'm going to say strongly because I voted for him.
Okay, thank you. Know. Now I'm going to read you some of the reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear that they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security for of ourselves and for of our parents and grandparents.
Okay.
So do you find that not at all convincing, which is 0, 5 means somewhat convincing, and 10 means a very convincing reason to
very
vote.
Very convincing, good reason to vote. Very good reason to vote.
In the scale from 0 to 10?
10. We're going to say 10. I'm going to say 10.
Thank you. And the next one is, we are facing the largest threat in all... I'm sorry. Let me restart. We are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms from extremists since the 60s. They've attacked reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history by trying to ban books on slavery, and even attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as the new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going back to Jim Crow.
Very important. 10.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now to please rate the level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Thank you. And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard?
Excuse me?
What stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard?
I think the last thing that you talked about with Trump, you know, I think that was the last thing that stood out the most. But you had a lot of valid things in there. You had a lot of valid things in there.
So, because I have to record your answer, is it fine if I record the last thing about Trump? Or would you like to?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. The first one is Facebook, yes or no?
Yes.
Snapchat?
What is that?
Snapchat?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Twitter?
No.
YouTube?
No.
Apple News?
No.
Instagram?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A year and a half of college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Divorced.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes, I do.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Let's say liberal, somewhat liberal.
Somewhat. Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Some are. It's less than half. Less than half.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
And that was the last question. This concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.